Well, I'll be Kevin D, and I'll tell you that the breaking news right now is that after a historic 19-season run in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin just informed the Pittsburgh Steelers that he will be stepping down as their head coach. According to Adam Schefter and Jeremy Fowler, the Steelers are now one of 9 NFL teams, more than a quarter of the league, that will be looking for a head coach for Pittsburgh. Amazingly, this will be just the 4th head coaching hire that they've had to make since 1969. Chuck Knoll forever.
That's incredible.
Bill Cowher forever. Mike Tomlin forever.
Almost 2 decades.
So yeah. For the 4th time since the 60s when we landed on the moon. Think about that. That is wild. The Steelers will be hiring a new head coach. Mike Tomlin stepping down is how they're saying this. This was long rumored. If they didn't make a run, if they were out after a game, and that's what happened last night, another terrible offensive performance, there was going to be a meeting today, and how would that go? Tomlin might want to try something else somewhere else. He can't fix the offensive part of this. He can't get the quarterback thing squared away. So maybe you just go somewhere where they have a quarterback. He's a great coach. They do really good things on defense and special teams. He is a guy that gets more out of his players than most coaches would. It's always a, you know, some of the parts is greater than the pieces operation, but they have failed miserably offensively. I think part of that is his mindset and philosophy. He's got some dinosaur tendencies in terms of when to punt, when to go, fourth downs. He's very much a defensive-minded, like, we're going to play to keep the game close, low-scoring kind of guy. Having said that, he is one of the most likable leaders of men in the National Football League. And I will guarantee you right now, if he wants to coach, I don't know if he does, because he might have a 10-year, $350 million deal waiting from ESPN or something to go be in the Monday Night Football booth and tell Troy Aikman it's now a three-man booth or something. But if he wants to coach this year, he will have 4 or 5 offers out of the 8 non-Steelers teams looking for coaches.
And he should. And I'm biased here because I'm a Tomlin fan. So let me give you my stump speech for the candidate that is Mike Tomlin. He's a victim of his own success. And here's what I mean. It took 1 6-8 season, the last time the Steelers have had a losing record, I believe, under Bill Cowher, where they got the franchise quarterback that carried them for almost 2 decades. And that was Ben Roethlisberger. Since then, they have not been in a position. They haven't gotten it right. Now, I understand that. But the GM and whoever's are making the call, and I'm sure Tomlin's got influence in that regard, they've tried to find the cast off, find the late round first guy, the Kenny Picketts of the world. Let's try to develop somebody from a mid round. Let's try to take the last couple of years of this veteran or that thing. And it's never worked, and it won't work. It can't work. They're too good to really rebuild. They're like the St. Louis Cardinals, right? They're like the Caps, frankly, over the last several years. They're too good to tear it all down. You got something here because you can make the postseason every year. But they're also not bad enough, as I said, to be able to restart and go through what most teams probably have to.
And here's the real problem.
He's too good at that.
And it's not hockey.
Right.
Where you can get into the playoffs and go on runs. You know, this is, do you have the quarterback or you don't? Do you have the offense or you don't? Right. And we're in a situation right now, looking from the outside in at the Steelers, where it's glaringly evident that this is a team that needs to make some type of shift. They are stuck in neutral. 3 straight 10-7 seasons. As you said, they have not had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. You got to go through his entire tenure now of
2003.
19 years all the way back to the beginning of, you know, before he was even there.
Yeah, mid Cowher. They went 6-8 one time, or 6-10 rather, and that's how they got Ben Roethlisberger.
It's an amazing resume. It's an amazing accomplishment. But the fact that you never have a losing season is honestly not that important. It's a cool thing. It does speak to your quality as a head coach, but if we're being honest, it doesn't mean anything, because not only when you make the playoffs do you lose by a lot. They have lost 7 straight playoff games. They have gone 9 years without winning a playoff game.
Yeah,
think about the Steelers, man. 6 rings, championship caliber every year defensively. 9 straight years without a playoff win. Their last 7 playoff games, here are the results. Lost by 24, lost by 14, lost by 17, lost by 21. This is in order, by the way. Lost by 11. This is the one they played close. Lost by 3, and then lost by 19. They're 0-7 with a margin of defeat of 15 points on average in those 7 games. So they just haven't been good enough to win a playoff game, not even close to hanging with playoff teams. You can get to the playoffs. They're good at that. But they've also run through, you know, Roethlisberger on his last legs, Mason Rudolph, who's not very good.
Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson.
Who's the duck guy that they're – Duck Hodges was like their quarterback at the end of a season. Now it's Aaron Rodgers on his last leg. This is the right decision for Tomlin because he could coach somewhere else and I think get over the hump if he could handpick a quarterback or handpick a place where he could go and, you know, they've got offensive options for him. I also think it's the right thing for Pittsburgh because they need to find a quarterback. Either you're going to get worse for a couple years, closer to bottoming out, to your point, to find the solution, or you might just be able to improve offensively because Tomlin is really bad at hiring offensive coordinators.
And that's what I was going to get to. His weakness is that. His weakness is, I want someone that's the offensive version of me. And that has held them back. They have had very pedestrian to bad offenses. Again, some of it is, whether it's personnel, it's not having a very good quarterback, but I also think that they are constantly limited by scheme and imagination and the like. They've sort of not gotten with the times when it comes to a good, solid, modern offense. So they're limited. But again, it's part of that box that Tomlin is in. As I said, it's a prisoner of his own making. It would be good for them every once in a while. It's like a, you know, the wildfire that sort of, you know, keeps the forest in check. Every once in a while, you probably need a disaster season, and they never come. He's too good. He makes chicken salad every year out of ingredients where, you know, stars are missing, bad offense. It's this. They're winning games because the special teams made a play, because they blocked a field goal. Whatever it is, they always find a way under Mike Tomlin. So you can't, like, if you're an illegitimate program, if you're a joke, you're an also-ran, you hire that guy to fix it and make you legitimate. And that's who, like, the Raiders should go hire him right now.
Well, I said this about minute. John Harbaugh. He is a really good coach who will get a job in this cycle and will have the chance to choose between multiple, maybe even several jobs because of the quality of the resume. And it doesn't mean that the Ravens should hang on to him. Sometimes the fit isn't a good fit anymore. Sometimes your voice after a long, long time just doesn't resonate the same way. I'd say the same thing about Tomlin. You could be a great option and a great coach for a lot of other teams, and it might still be the right thing to do to go in a different direction in Pittsburgh. By the way, this was Aaron Rodgers last night at the podium when he was asked about the future of Mike Tomlin. He took great offense to the idea that Pittsburgh would consider moving on, even brought Matt LaFleur's discourse up. Because LaFleur, as you know, has been in hot water with fans and the media, and they think the Packers should make a change. This is what Rodgers had to say.
The Mike Tomlins of the world, Matt LaFleurs of the world, those are just two that kind of I've played for. And when I first got in the league, there wouldn't be conversation about whether those guys were on the hot seat. You know, but the way that the league is covered now and the way that there's snap decisions and the validity given to the, you know, the Twitter experts and all the, you know, experts on TV now who make it seem like they know what the hell they're talking about. To me, that's an absolute joke. And for either of those two guys to be on the hot seat is really apropos of where we're at as a society and a league, because obviously Matt's done a lot of great things in Green Bay and we had a lot of success. Mike T has had more success than damn near anybody in the league.
What have you learned from being with Mike for a season about him?
I mean, I've answered that a number of times. I've talked extensively about how I feel about Mike. And I just did in that answer. So.
And then Aaron Rodgers walked off into the sunset. By the way, wouldn't that be, speaking of apropos, if that's his final answer to the media that he looks down on so fiercely? If he just walks out of a press conference after dropping an F-bomb, upset about a question. But Mike Tomlin is out in Pittsburgh. Adam Schefter saying that Tomlin has decided to step down. So here's my question, Danny, and we can get into this next. If you guys want to hop in, this was the longest tenured head coach in the NFL. You can join us at 800-636-1067. My question would be, first, do you think Tomlin wants to coach next year somewhere else? He's stepping down. Could he take a year or two off, pull a John Gruden, and go make all of the money in the booth? He could be sitting next to Rex Ryan on Sunday Countdown for millions of dollars a year from ESPN. I want to get into that. Plus, there are now nine openings.
Nine.
In a 32-team league.
Remember this light cycle we were talking about where there won't be that many jobs?
Schefter.
Wrong.
Who talks to every team all the time. Guessed on the Sunday of the final weekend of the season that there would be four openings. That was his guess. There are nine.
There were four.
By the way, John Harbaugh, second longest tenured coach in the league. Uh-huh. Mike Tomlin, longest tenured coach in the league. So this thing is changing so fast. I mentioned this stat a couple days ago. Matt LaFleur at 46 was the oldest coach in the playoffs this year in the NFC. At 46 years old. That's where we're at.
That's where we are.
Everyone's trying to get younger and find the next guy that could be their Tomlin to be there for 17, 18, 19 years.